You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just about 10:41 here AM on this Thursday, August 3rd, which means it's time for the Valley Talk program. I'm Cameron Heron, and I'm joined by a couple of very special guests. It's Jamie Cassavant and Pam DeLage of the committee, their committee chairman for board beyond the Yellow Ribbon of Crookston. How are you doing, Jamie and Pam?
Good. Having a good day.
That's good to hear. So, you're here to talk about the Veterans Recognition Ceremony that's coming up during Oxcart Days. Again, kind of this past week, we've been kind of hyping up Oxcart Days and whatnot. But before we get into that, why don't you let the listeners know kind of about what Beyond the Yellow Ribbon of Crookston kind of is and what it does for the community and stuff like that?
Okay, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon was chartered by the state of Minnesota in 2010, and it is an organization of people that are interested in helping our veterans and their families. A lot of it's done quietly, privately. We do a lot of things with education of the kids at schools and that kind of thing. Wherever we're asked to go and speak, we do.
I think Jamie just said it all. It's just something that I kind of got asked to do and continue to do it. I feel it's a great program.
That's good to hear, and yeah, that's a great program. So I assume they'll bring in, you know, like you talk about schools, like they'll bring in veterans to like talk to the kids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And
right. Well, a lot of what we used to do, it hasn't happened now since COVID again, but we do the veterans recognition out at Highland School on Veterans Day. The kids would honor their veterans and their families, and we'd help with that. That was another big project we did that hopefully we can get back doing again.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It sounds like just a really great organization within the community. I think everyone can agree that that is something, you know, to honor the veterans. And speaking of honoring veterans, the reason we brought you on here is to talk about the Veterans Recognition Ceremony that's going to be going on Saturday the 19th. Why don't you let the listeners know kind of what that's going to entail?
Okay. Our program is down at Trinity Lutheran Church in the Fellowship Hall. We will be doing it at 9:30 in the morning, and we will be honoring four veterans from the Crookston area this year: Jeff Durbin, Kurt Ellison, Caesar Kaiser, and Brent Stoliker. The program entails a presentation of a plaque and a quilt to each of the veterans by someone that they asked to introduce them. So we'll be doing that, and then we recognize all veterans that day besides, and then we have a little reception, and I think Pam will be talking about the reception.
Yeah, we have a little luncheon afterwards. This year we'll be having, of course, coffee, punch, and cake for all that attend, and everybody is welcome to come. We don't just want the veterans' families. We want friends, relatives, anybody who wants to come and honor our veterans.
For sure, yeah. This isn't like a exclusive event. It's for the entire community.
And yes. And it's free.
Wow.
Yes, it's just to come and say thank you for what they've done for us.
You don't even need to have the button, Oxford Days button.
Nope.
Even if you don't necessarily want to participate in the Oxcart Days activities, but that sounds like something interesting, that's completely free.
That's right.
That's good to hear. And you mentioned a quilt that gets made. Is that like homemade in the community?
Yes, the Northern Valley quilts, they are from Northwest Minnesota. They make quilts for us every year. And they're like a quilt of valor. But they also give quilts to anyone who has served that we're honoring.
Nice.
So that presentation will be that day also.
Yeah, and obviously those quilts being homemade by a local business, you know, that's going to add that kind of personal touch and feel like they're even more part of the community, which I'm sure they already feel that way. But
mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
it's just kind of a way of saying thank you for all you've done for us.
That's really cool. So you mentioned this has been going on since 2010. Do you kind of want to mention kind of the history of this event at all? Or
okay, when we became a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon city, Shannon Stassen approached us and brought the idea of the Veterans Recognition Ceremony to us, and we worked together to get it off the ground, and we've been doing it ever since. So it's been every year except the year of COVID.
Yeah.
So, and I think we've been on the committee, though. You've been on the whole time?
Pretty much so. I think probably maybe 2011 I started.
Yeah. But wow.
It's mainly, you know, it's the veterans or the Veterans of Foreign Wars and their auxiliary, the American Legion and their auxiliary, DAV and their auxiliary are invited, and then different businesses and organizations in town that can help our veterans.
You mentioned that this city became a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon of Crookston. Is this like a nationwide type thing or a statewide?
It is going nationwide. I don't know that every state is a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, but it started here in Minnesota with Larry Shelato when he was the Adjutant General for Minnesota.
That's awesome, for sure. Do we want to kind of chat about more in detail about some of the people getting recognized? We might have them on the show here shortly so they can tell their more detailed stories, but I think the viewers listening will want to kind of know about some of these veterans that are getting honored today.
Cool. Okay, the first one is Jeff Durbin, and his branch of service was the North Dakota Army National Guard. And he has received several medals and awards. They're listed in the program. And he stated a life lesson that he learned was to never judge a book by its cover. The people you meet and see may be or are totally different than they appear. Not all wounds are visible. Jeff was really excited about this. Glad that he has accepted. And then Kurt Ellison, his branch of service was the Minnesota Army National Guard, and he served in Iraq for that 22-month deployment. And he is our current county services officer for our veterans. And so he will be recognized. And then Caesar Kaiser. He was in the Navy, and he has some really good stories to tell. We enjoyed hearing some of his stories. And he's worked many jobs over the years, and people probably know him most because of Seasons, Bait and Tackle.
Yeah.
And then Brent Stoliker, he was with the Army National Guard also, and he is very active in the American Legion and does a lot of things in our community. So that's kind of a short synopsis of our four veterans.
Yeah, and obviously that's just scratching the surface.
Oh,
I'm sure they could write a book on all the stories and things that they've seen.
That's for sure.
Lots of stuff. So I don't think we actually mentioned exactly where this is taking place. So you want to tell the viewers of where that, or the listeners of where that's going to be?
Okay, again, it's at Trinity Lutheran Church in the Fellowship Hall. And it is at 9:30 Saturday, August 19th, with a reception following. And do we have time to say some thank yous?
Yeah,
of course.
We would like to thank people for partnering with the BYR in Crookston, the Northern Valley Quilts of Valor, the Oxcart Days Committee, Carowex, of course, Crookston Daily Times, Crookston Classic Cruiser Car Club. They kind of transport our veterans during the parade. And, of course, the American Legion, the VFW Legion Auxiliary, the American Legion also Auxiliary. Brian Freddie Anderson, Yolt Print Shop, and Trinity Lutheran Church, we want to give them a big thank you for allowing us to use their fellowship hall. We've kind of bounced different places over the years to having our program, but I think we found the perfect place for it.
Has it been at Trinity the last few years, or
this will be about the third year, I believe.
Post pandemic,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's just really cool that all those different businesses and people within the community come together to support, you know, a pretty great thing that's going on here, mm-hmm. Veterans Recognition Oxcart Days. So we've got a few more minutes or so. Do you have any other things that you kind of wanted to chat about today?
I guess I would just like to do a shout out to our veterans personally. And a lot of our veterans have never heard the words welcome home. Mm. So I would like to extend that from our community to all our veterans. Welcome home, and thank you for, thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. I second that one too. Not all our veterans will step up, well, not necessarily step up, but agree to do this because they don't think they deserve it. Mm. All our veterans deserve
for sure.
This.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely, you know, lots of emotions that go into being a veteran and coming back to the community after serving, but it's good that we have a great support group and a community that's willing to, you know, be as respectful and welcoming as we are. Right. So
not only the veterans, but the families behind mm-hmm. those veterans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't forget about them as well. So Veterans Recognition Ceremony at Trinity Lutheran Church, Saturday the 19th. What time was it again?
9:30.
So definitely a event that I think a lot of people will be very interested in. Definitely something that I think will bring a lot of the community together. People will, you know, and a chance to learn about maybe people, because, you know, I didn't know all these people's stories, mm-hmm. you know, and it's always fun to learn about those stories that maybe you didn't know about, or
right.
you didn't know that there were people this close in your community that served our country. So.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, if that's all you've got for us here today, then I guess we can go ahead and wrap it up, and we'll hopefully see you on that event day, Trinity Lutheran, right. Saturday 19th.
Okay. Yeah, thank
sounds
you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You very
Have
much.
Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye.
Jamie Cassavant and Pam DeLage. That was your Valley Talk program here on this Thursday, August 3rd.